You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, today's show on Finishing Well. We are live with one voice and a half. But I'm very excited, actually, about today's program. There's so much about this that's biblical. It's unbelievable to me that, you know, one of my favorite, you know, verses is "In my house are many mansions," right? And we think of our blessed assurance that, you know, I go there to prepare a place for you. Right, which indicated right. that Jesus is doing some planning, Hans.
Right.
So, as a certified financial planner, I'm sure you can appreciate that. You know, Jesus isn't just winging it.
Sure,
he has a plan, a very sophisticated plan as far as your estate. And so, today's show is kind of along those lines. Is "In my house are many mansions." No surprises, right? Because you know, oh my goodness, when you get into this phase of life as you begin to understand you're going to get an inheritance from your parents, and I'm actually in that phase right now, it means so much to me that my father has really planned this thing and really wants to bless my life like Jacob and Esau and Isaac and Jacob, you know, and Abraham. They all were very, you know, put a lot of planning in it and a lot of thought processing and a lot of prayer undoubtedly to make sure that they blessed their sons in such a way that they had an inheritance that would speak to whose they were.
Yeah.
And with all the laws and stuff we have here in the United States, this is no easy thing to navigate, right?
Well, we're talking today about probate. Boy, my voice is going. You may have to repeat some of the things I'm saying, Robbie. And we're really talking about avoiding probate when we can. And we're talking about getting your act together while you're in your 60s and 70s so that when you get into your 80s and 90s and you get to the end of your life, that things are orderly and they're as you want them. And we're going to try to do as little of that as possible through the probate process. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about how we do that with beneficiaries and transfer on death.
Right, and with these ideas that you sent me actually prior to the show to think about, you know, what is your plan for the distribution of both your money and your assets? You know, how do you want that to exactly go? And if you're like me, the whole probate process is like a mystery, and the idea of trust and all these things kind of just like, whoa, that I'm navigating in waters that I'm really not all that sure about. And so it's really helpful to know that certain things are outside of that probate bucket, so to speak, and can be direct blessings to your children or to your heirs. And that's a big part of the planning.
Well, it is. And so with like with life insurance, everybody knows there's a beneficiary. And for people even of very limited means, you can buy a small life insurance policy and just leave a small amount of money to each one of your children so that you can be assured of knowing that your children knew that you cared about them enough to pass on something. And I will promise you they won't look upon it as a small amount of money.
But the neat thing about life insurance, as you begin to understand more about it, is not only do you get the money without going through probate and you don't have to an attorney or somebody to figure out if you're going to get it, but it also comes tax-free, right? So,
yeah, and quickly. Quickly.
And so here comes this check for, you know, 50, 20, whatever the amount may be to your beneficiary, but it also comes with no tax liability and their ability then to, you know, use it for whatever they may deem to. And what a gift and what a way to remember your parents.
Well, I have a lot of clients that are on their second marriage, and when they put their money together, they don't know who's going to die first, and they've got to leave all the money to the surviving spouse, and that's going to leave the children getting nothing. And my recommendation typically is to buy a small life insurance policy, even if it's $10,000, and to leave $5,000 to each kid, just so when they come to the whole thing and they understand that it all had to go to surviving stepmom, that there's a check there for the inheritance. I mean, it's just, and I will assure you that your kids will not look upon that as small. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, and as we found out just in my case today, that another thing that doesn't go through probate is your IRAs, because they also have a beneficiary. And, you know, here I am, unfortunately, with my father very close to, you know, passing on. And I found out just today, actually, that, oh, my goodness, he wasn't exactly sure who the beneficiary were on those IRAs. And it would change a whole lot of stuff for a whole lot of people, because those don't go through probate, right?
We're just getting ready for the show, and I'm asking how he's doing and when the date is and offering my help to Robbie. And all of a sudden, he starts telling me that he discovered that a lot of his money's IRAs. And I just said, okay, who's the beneficiary? And that set off, I'll let you tell the rest of the story.
Yeah, I said, whoa, I didn't, but as soon as you said that, I knew that we'd actually done shows on that. And because I didn't realize my father had IRAs, you know, that isn't something, that's one of those surprises we're talking about, you know, that all of a sudden, what's this, Dad? And so I called him immediately, and fortunately, he's still lucid enough, and I was like, Dad, do you know who the beneficiary is? Well, I think it's so-and-so, but it's, you know, they're through Edward Jones here, make this phone call, and so, you know, I called them, and as of this very moment, I don't know who the beneficiary is, and that money could end up in an estate and actually have to reopen my stepmother's will estate and all sorts of stuff could happen as a result.
Yeah, your stepmother's deceased. If she's the beneficiary and she's deceased, it actually could have to go into her estate unless there's a contingent beneficiary. If there's a contingent, then we'll just have to prove that she's deceased or she predeceased him and then file whoever is down next. But if that's not all straight and it goes in the estate's going to have to pay all the income tax.
And away you go. So you got to probate that, because I happen to know that her estate was never probated. And so, you know, that's what we're talking about, no surprises. And understanding, you know, which I didn't understand, that IRAs, the beneficiary, you know, again, it's got nothing to do with his will. It's who's that beneficiary on that IRA. When you see that word come up, then all of a sudden it changes things. But some could be said about your own bank accounts as well, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, most bank accounts have a transfer on death, or TOD. You want to repeat that for
me? It's a TOD, yeah. A TOD.
And I'm going to just tell you, most times accounts are not using those. It's just skipped right over. It's an additional hassle for the banker. But all that means, it works just like a beneficiary, is when you die, if your spouse or another person's not on the account, they just pay the whole account balance out to the transfer on death, whoever stated on the line.
Right. And so with that transfer on death in place, it's not go to probate. There's no lawyers involved or whatever. So, you know, and I suppose you could put more than one person on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on any of these.
And so, you know, you want a separate, you know, separated to five kids without a lot of hassle through probate and all that stuff, guess what? They're in your, you know, bank account. You know, you can ask your banker, wow, do I have a transfer of death thing on my account? And which you do have, but you just didn't know, they never filled it out. I wouldn't know. I have lots of accounts. I never thought about it for 1 minute, Hon.
Well, most salespeople, including me, have ADD. That's why I have other people fill out my applications. I have assistants to do that. And when they're in a hurry to make a sale, they just skip sometimes the most important part. I don't. I mean, that beneficiary, I've been doing this for 43 years this summer, and that was taught to me in the first year. I mean, that's a serious thing. It's like we're writing a will right now. And then as we're servicing clients, to check these things and make sure that they're up to date. And so if anybody out there would like me to check some beneficiaries with you, and if you can't find the stuff to check, we can get on the phone with the financial institution. You have to be on there too. We do this for clients all the time, is get all their beneficiaries at least the same, or make sure that the money's going to end up going to who they want it to go to.
Yeah, and that's why we kind of titled the show No Surprises when it comes to my house's many mansions. You know, there's a lot of surprises that come through the probate process, and then, you know, somebody's going to have to pay an attorney to get these things done, and there's ways that with some planning and getting some help from somebody who knows what they're doing to, you know, bless your children in ways that they can get it quickly when they need it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we find ex-spouses that are named. If it's never been changed, guess who gets the money?
Yeah, can you imagine an IRA, right, that's sitting out there? And, you know, you haven't been married to this lady for 20 years, and there's 130 grand in it, and you thought that it was in your will, and it was going to all your kids, and your attorney didn't really understand there was a beneficiary on the IRA, and the next thing you know, boom, it goes to her. You don't think she's going to say, oh, you know, that's it. That's a hard thing, and that's a horrible surprise for your family who thought they had this IRA coming their way.
Or it's a dead person, somebody that predeceased you. Now we got to go open up their estate.
Right, and then put it through.
Or if there's no contingent listed.
And so there's a neat thing about estates that it is a way to bless your family, but it can be a way to curse your family. And, you know, there are situations like that just require prayer of saying, God, you know, how can I structure this and do some planning like Jesus did to make sure that the house does, you know, have many mansions. Now, today's show, obviously brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Maybe that's not obvious to you. A certified financial planner with very little voice today, Han Scheil. And, you know, he's got the book and the workbook there at CardinalGuide.com. You can put in the Cardinal, but you got to remember to put guide and then .com. And then there's the 7 worries tab, which I think we're going to change to 7 faiths. I just like that word better. But anyway, there's 7 things that we shouldn't worry about. And one of those things that we're worried about is estate planning. And so that tab is there and you can download a free PDF. Of course, all you can do is email Hans and ask for the whole book, and you can have all these resources to talk about these very things and the documentation of stuff that goes in there. And, you know, annuities are another thing that have a beneficiary. So we got a lot more to talk about in this show. Stay tuned. Hans is going to try to get his voice back for the second half of today's show. In my house are many mansions with no surprises today on Finishing Well. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to CardinalGuide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at CardinalGuide.com. That's CardinalGuide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Han Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about In My House Are Many Mansions and No Surprises. And it's fascinating to me, really is, Hans, that, you know, God's been working this out actually in your physical inheritance. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that God brought Hans into my life for such a time as this, and even today to record the show, where all of a sudden, lo and behold, you know, we don't know who our beneficiaries are on stuff that all of a sudden is critical in the timing of things, and that's something could be straightened out today that could really, you know, head off a catastrophe.
I mean, your dad's like everyone else in America. Most of his money's in an IRA, and when he dies, that money's going to whoever it says on that beneficiary line. Doesn't matter what the will says.
Right. And so, you know, during the break, since Hans is losing his voice, he's very careful to write out some things for me, which I think are wonderfully important. You know, number one, he has down here, lawyers are good. Lawyers are not bad. And by the way, some of my best friends are lawyers.
We need them.
Yeah. I mean, clearly very, very good, especially if they pay attention to who beneficiaries are and realize the significance of, okay, well, it's good to get the will all set up, but those beneficiaries are a critical part of somebody's estate.
And I can't tell you about the number of clients that just tell me, oh, it's all taken care of in the will. I said, that's wonderful. Won't matter. This money will be distributed to whoever it says on the beneficiary.
Right, and the same is true for annuities or bank accounts that have transferred on death, if there's on that, and life insurance policies, as well as our IRA, which is the one that, you know, snuck up and got us. But the other thing he wrote down so beautifully is probate is good, you know. And honestly, before I started doing this show, probate to me, you know, is kind of like the Carolina rig with a plastic worm. That's probate.
That's funny.
but that ain't what it is, is it? No. So what is probate? He wrote it down so he doesn't have to say it. Is the process by which the state distributes, if you say that right, your assets according to your will. So the state is going to distribute these assets according to your will, and that's what probate really is. But essentially, that's part of a legal process, so you need representation there.
Well, you do. And you also, when you're writing the will, you need for the attorney, who, by the way, is good, to acknowledge that not everything you have is going to pass through this will and probate, that there's financial things that
assets,
you have,
right.
Assets that can go by beneficiary and will go by beneficiary. So we really need to get them out. And this is a lot of what we do with clients is we sit down with them and we get with the attorney and we sit down and we do all this stuff together so there are no surprises.
Right. And it's a phenomenal opportunity. I really think, you know, when you look how many times in the Bible do they talk about what their inheritance is? You know, what they're getting in the promised land or, you know, in order to get your inheritance. And look how careful God is to describe that which happens with Israel. But the point is, God is painting a picture of us of a way that we can bless our families with a kingdom estate, which is, you know, clearly something that's a great deal more important than our physical assets. However, you know, these things all point to, you know, and are very important. Clearly, you know, Esau and Jacob had a heck of a battle, you know, going on because one was trying to get the inheritance and the other one. But it's a fascinating thing to me that when you watch Jacob's wrestling match that night, right, when he's really come down, at this point in time, his father Isaac is dead and he'd gotten all the goodies, you know, based on his trickery. But watch what happens after the wrestling match. He turns around and blesses his brother, tries to give all the stuff back to him because he realized his spiritual inheritance was way more important than the physical inheritance.
Sure.
And this is something that he came to because, again, God was planning the whole thing all along so that Jacob would see what really is significant in life. But nonetheless, Jacob wasn't going hungry when all that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, Jacob had plenty of sheep and plenty of stuff going on, you know, and he'd been blessed a lot by who he was and who his father was. And when we think about it, you know, we talked about it before the show, Hans, that certain people that were brought up in certain families that, you know, you might call them blue bloods or whatever, but there's something that happens in their inheritance that they pick up that ability to really bless their families.
Oh, they do. I mean, it's just, even when they lose everything, the next generation seems to do well financially. I mean, perhaps maybe not emotionally, but there's, you know, it's an inheritance beyond money. It is giving them, they picked up something in their upbringing that is fairly easy for them to repeat itself.
Right, right. And I, you know, I see that in my family very clearly. My father passed on his work ethic. He passed on a lot of things. That he did. And so, you know, none of that stuff is happening by accident. So, you know, it says, you're going, you know, Jesus is clear. I'm going to a place that I prepared for you. So as we think about that preparation, you know, and you've seen a lot of people, Hans, over the years, Have you got an example of somebody who just prepared well and you just thought, man, I want to do that for my kids?
Oh, yeah. When people buy life insurance and it gets issued, I experience it all the time, is they feel great. I mean, they walk away from that interaction feeling as though they've accomplished something, and it feels good to know that there's an inheritance that's all taken care of.
Annuities can act kind of like life insurance as well, right? Because you were telling me today that one client of yours, right, had this annuity, but it turned out to have a $300,000 life insurance benefit on the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just where he had a rider on it that allowed him to draw it down, and so the balance went down. But as long as he stayed within those rules, it's going to pay his beneficiary the original amount he put in the annuity, which is just like life insurance.
If there's an annuity, there is a beneficiary that needs to be identified and kept up with as much or more so than a will, because that's something that's going to happen just boom. And, you know, at the whole, right. And same thing with your bank accounts being your transferred on death.
Yeah, in a brokerage account.
Like, oh,
something,
yeah,
you'd have at Merrill Lynch or TD Ameritrade.
Oh, so on your regular brokerage accounts, those have transfer on death as well.
Absolutely. It's very underutilized.
Yeah, I would guarantee you right now that my bank accounts, I never thought about anything, but there you go. And brokerage accounts are the same way. You can set that up so that transfers on your death, and you can transfer it to as many or however you want that done. And again, that doesn't have to wait. You know, those things happen on death. So within days of your passing away, you know, your inheritance is going out to, right, the people that you wanted to. But the challenge is, right, that the people who wrote the annuity or the banker or the person that has got the brokerage account wasn't thorough in asking that question, right, just out of laziness or out of expediency. Like, we don't have time for this. I just want to get it in the books. They don't bother to ask the question or cover that, wow, you know, let's make sure your family's taken care of with this brokerage account and that the transfer on death. So if somebody's doing a lot of this online stuff, they may be missing that what that even Todd even means on there when they're filling out, because nowadays a lot of people got brokerage accounts online, right, Hans?
Oh, sure they do. And that's the difference between financial planning and investment sales and that type of thing. And also having the experience. I've experienced so many people where this stuff wasn't set up right that within my firm, I'm training all these younger people that work with me. This is the most important thing that we're filling out on the application, so we're going to get it right, and we're going to get the people.
Well, if you could have seen, you know, this was back earlier in the day when Hans had a voice, but, you know, I was talking to him about, well, you know, my dad has these IRAs, and it wasn't even like a millisecond from the time that my dad has the IRAs, he goes, well, who's the beneficiary? I mean, you can see his eyes got about as big as quarters, and he goes, well, who's the beneficiary? And I went, I have no idea. All of a sudden, it just hit me. Oh, my goodness. That the moment that the death certificate's issued, you know, that money's going to be distributed to whoever those beneficiaries are. And in this case, I knew probably, you know, it would be to his deceased wife. And that was,
well, let me tell you, Robbie called his wife, and the first question he asked her, you know, essentially, is dad still alive? Is he awake? Can he take a call? I mean, he is literally on his deathbed. And then Robbie had a conversation with him. He said, who's the beneficiary? Which I thought was kind of like, wow. And your dad was pretty sharp. I mean, I listened to the other side of it. He's a sharp dude. But he still didn't exactly know. And he doesn't know whether he did it after your stepmother passed. And, you know, hopefully we can work that out. But it'll end up taken care of.
Well, we know ultimately God is in charge of all that stuff. But, you know, and I firmly believe, like, you know, God ordained that this show would happen today, and that would be a question that we would ask, which hopefully there's some listener out there going, oh, man, I had no idea. My RA, yeah, I set that thing up 40 years ago back when I was married to so-and-so, and I'll bet you, yeah, I'll bet you too, that it has never been updated. And, you know,
it's part of our financial planning process. You come in, we do a plan for you. We do it on the phone. We're going to check every one of your beneficiaries. Just make sure they're what you want.
Right. So as we say, no surprises. And understanding that lawyers are good, probate is good, but having up-to-date beneficiaries is a critical part of your preparation, you know, for what's going to happen in your financial plan and as far as your estate planning. And, you know, then there's taxes and there's other things that are obviously part of that plan. Mm-hmm. But, wow, I mean, the basics got to get covered.
Yeah.
And so as we're talking about, this is all covered in the wonderful book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement by Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Because, of course, you can go to cardinalguide.com and get all this information. You can download this chapter, which is, of course, you know, estate planning, at the Seven Worries tab there at cardinalguide.com. So we want to mention again that we have Charlotte offices, by the way, in Charlotte, Greensboro, and Durham. Cardinal Guide does. I don't. I work for Truth Broadcasting. But Hans has all those. And, oh, by the way, he's licensed in all 50 states. So if you're listening to the podcast and you happen to be in Iowa or you happen to be in North Dakota today, welcome. I'm glad you're listening. But you guys, by all means, Hans would love to help you. You can just contact him by phone. You can go to the website, cardinalguide.com. Well, Hans, it's been fun, even though you've been more quiet than usual. I don't understand.
I still feel fine.
Right. I'm going to be thinking about probate for the rest of the day.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.